Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. 19-year-old granddaughter diagnosed with mono, put on prednisone 30 milligrams three times a day, started yesterday. And then, of course, there'll be the weaning off of that after 5 days. What potential negative effects could this prednisone have? And if you have some natural substances, herbs, and so forth, that recommend to help combat this Epstein-Barr virus, including maybe the use of UVB ozone radiation.
You got it, sir. Now, did I hear you correctly that someone committed what I would consider malpractice and put somebody whose immune system is fighting against a virus onto prednisone, which suppresses the immune system? Did I just hear that?
Yes, you did. Well, she has an inflamed spleen as well.
So
and
maybe
that's
it was
why they gave her the pred.
Oy vey. Well, then the first thing to do is go straight to your local natural food store, compounding pharmacy, or wherever you can get to today, and get some vitamin A, sir, because vitamin A has been found to counteract many of the immune-suppressing effects of prednisone. And vitamin A also activates the immune system. Here's an example. Some surgeons who actually do, from time to time, much more natural medicine than the, let's say, internal medicine doctors and the conventional doctors, did a little trial on people who were in the surgery to be in the hospital to be operated on. Now, they all were having the same type of surgery, so they thought they had enough comparisons. And they were all, on prednisone. Who knows why? Okay, so half of them got vitamin A before and during and after the surgery, and half of them didn't. And guess who healed up in about half the time? The ones who got the vitamin A. In fact, they couldn't tell the difference between wound healing in those people. They were taking prednisone, but they were taking vitamin A. They couldn't tell the difference between that and normal wound healing, whereas the people just taking the prednisone and no vitamin A healed much more slowly. So anyway, get some vitamin A, and unless this young lady intends to get pregnant, it is perfectly safe for her to take 50,000 units of vitamin A per day. In fact, with this nonsense prednisone in the body, I'd probably up it to 100,000. Overdose occurs, truly, after 300,000 to 400,000 units. But if she just might get pregnant, the fetus can't stand it. So that's the very first thing to do, sir, is to get her onto some vitamin A.
Would that be every day that she's doing the prednisone?
Yes, sir. It certainly would. And then as soon as they start to taper the prednisone, you taper the vitamin A, of course. And then you got to quit it altogether, because that is quit it altogether for a few days once you're all better. Because vitamin A, like all the fat-soluble vitamins, is stored in the body. So you'll have enough storage to go on for a while after you're feeling better. Now, that's something to rescue her from the prednisone and rescue her immune system. The other thing is she taking high-dose vitamin C? Because there are reports from a number of practitioners that if we put vitamin C into an IV, or if we can get people to take high-dose vitamin C orally, the mononucleosis gets better a lot more quickly. You've probably heard the business about, well, you take as much vitamin C as you can stand without getting gas and loose bowels from it. And there's one report from a Dr. Cathcart whose patients were reported to take 200 grams of vitamin C a day during the first 4 days. I did say 200 grams, and her gut didn't complain. Imagine that. And she was able to do that for 4 days, and she had to cut it down to 20 or 30 grams a day to keep her symptoms from coming back once they were gone. Now, vitamin C, that was in the day when all there was powdered vitamin C. Now there's this stuff called lipospheric. It just means fat globules. And all it is essential fatty acids surrounding the vitamin C. And even people who are not sick tell me that they can take 20 or 30 grams of this lipospheric vitamin C a day and no gas and no loose bowels. Nobody ever killed themselves with an overdose of vitamin C, sir. You know that. Just the worst we can do, though, is get a case of the runs, and that's not fun. But the lipospheric stuff, you can take a lot more of it without getting the runs. The only drawback to lipospheric is not like the commercials on TV where, oh, yes, it'll do you some good, but you might drop dead from all the side effects. No, no, no. The only side effects is your wallet gets emptier because it's kind of expensive.
Okay. So with the getting off of prednisone, you know, I know that you can't just stop and hopefully this doctor's going to wean her off.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's possible with her doing 90 milligrams a day for the 5 days that, you know, towards day three or four or whatever, just kind of cut it down to maybe 60, you know, or something, and start that process versus who knows how long it would be that they would wean her off of it?
Oy vey, sir. I didn't know it was 90 milligrams. 90 milligrams is equivalent
to 30 milligrams three times a day for 5 days.
And that's equivalent. I'm not kidding you. You do 90 times 5, that's equivalent to 450 milligrams of cortisol, that's the natural stuff, itself a day. And we're told by the doc who wrote the wonderful book, Safe Uses of Cortisol, that we're going to suppress our own adrenal glands if we go above 20 milligrams. And here we are up at the equivalent of, what was that, 90 times 5, 450 milligrams? That vitamin A had better be up there at a minimum of 50,000, and it better go up to 100,000, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But the second thing is, prednisone makes the body urinate out a whole bunch of zinc, and zinc is a key thing in the thymus gland in regulating the immune system. So you got to get some zinc going, too, in somebody who's on high-dose prednisone. Zinc is found at all those places you can find your vitamin A in a 30 milligram capsule. And since we're going to be taking a lot of it, we better take the one that's offset by a little bit of copper, because zinc pushes out copper, copper pushes out zinc. And that's made by a company called Nature's Life. I only mention the company because nobody else makes it. That's all. There's not two companies making that one. And that one, for the duration of the high dose vitamins, the high dose prednisone, that one had ought to be one of those capsules twice a day, not three times. One, twice a day is enough. If I were taking, let me put it this way, if I were taking that kind of a high dose of prednisone, I'd be taking one twice a day of the zinc. And then lastly, get a good preparation for defending the bones. And there are a lot of those in the natural food store. This is good for your bones. That's good for your bones. I mentioned the Osteomins products, but that's too many pills to swallow for this brief interval of time. And the reason for taking that, why prednisone promotes bone loss, and out comes a whole bunch of calcium, magnesium in the urine while we're taking that much prednisone. So we got the three things, sir, vitamin A, the zinc, and the calcium, magnesium, and other bone nutrient preparation for her. And that's to protect against the prednisone, and then as much vitamin C as she can possibly get down without getting gas and loose bowels. And that's to work again against the mononucleosis.
Okay. And after this, would you recommend the UVB ozone treatment to kill the Epstein-Barr?
If it's still with her, definitely, sir. She may be able to get it gone with these things. Remember what I was quoting from Dr. Gaby's textbook of medicine, which the second edition just came out. Actually, it's called Nutritional Therapy, but it's a textbook of nutritional medicine. And that's where the cases are reported where people got rid of their problem. They did have to come back to less vitamin C if it came back, but they got rid of their problem. So, yes, if you don't get rid of it by these means, yes, UVBI is the way to go.
Okay, okay. And the vitamin A, the liquid soft gel type of thing versus emulsified or the lyophilized A?
Really, your best bet is the emulsified or the lyophilized, because we have no idea in any one individual whether they happen to be a good absorber or not. And the lyophilized and the emulsified under the tongue, those are the best absorbed.
Okay. Okay. All right. I appreciate that, Dr. Wright. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm really glad you called for this young lady, because that prednisone could really wreak havoc with her immune system over time, even over a short period of time, I should have said. So I'm glad you called, sir. Thank you.